This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. and Israel's intelligence agency heads met Qatar's prime minister in Doha on Tuesday, according to a source, to discuss the, quote, next phase of a potential deal in the ongoing ceasefire in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
12 more hostages were released by Hamas on Tuesday in their ongoing ceasefire with Israeli forces. Israel's military confirmed that 10 Israeli citizens and 2 foreign nationals were on its territory. 30 Palestinian prisoners were released by Israel in exchange. A source has told Reuters that the heads of the CIA and Israeli intelligence met with Qatar's prime minister in Doha over what was described as the next phase of a potential deal. Egyptian officials were also present.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. NATO boss Jens Stoltenberg, responding to accusations of Western double standards, said on Tuesday international law had to apply in all conflicts, but the wars in Ukraine and Gaza were very different.
Ukraine never posed a threat to Russia. Ukraine never attacked Russia. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was an unprovoked invasion, full-scale invasion of another country.
Arab leaders have accused Western countries of failing to apply the same standards to Israel's war in Gaza as they have applied to Russia's war in Ukraine. Pope Francis has canceled his planned trip to the COP28 climate meeting in Dubai because of the effects of influenza and lung inflammation, the Vatican said on Tuesday. The Pope, who is 86, was due to begin a 3-day visit to Dubai on Friday.